It's three friends with gourmet taste on a search for the perfect cup of coffee that helped jumpstart the whole specialty coffee revolution in the U.S. In 1971, after trying the coffee in cafes from Berkeley to Vancouver, Jerry Baldwin and his partners open up their own little coffee bean shop in Seattle's Pike Place Market. And they name it after the coffee-drinking first mate in Moby Dick, Starbuck.
It was instantly successful, and I became the person who was the roaster and the coffee buyer, and it just got in my blood.
Now since the brewing and the pressing of the caffeinated coffee bean, some pretty heavy hitters have been hitting at the coffee house scene.
With over 12,000 locations worldwide, Starbucks has gotten into a lot of people's blood.
And talking that bohemian rag, even at Starbucks, call it revolution, it's clearly evolution. And talking that bohemian rag.
I joined Starbucks in 1982. When we were opening our fourth store, believe it or not. The epiphany for me, though, was when I was actually sent by Starbucks to Italy and became enamored with the Italian coffee bar and how they brought coffee to life, the theatrical presentation, the extension of people's homes. And since Starbucks only sold whole bean or ground coffee for the home, I raced back from Italy with this wonder in my eye about recreating the Italian coffee bar in my own image and bringing it to America.
After returning to the U.S., Howard Schultz's goal is to create and then expand the Starbucks coffee house experience. Jerry Baldwin chooses to stick with roasting and acquires Pete's of Berkeley. Italians have been serious about making coffee for hundreds of years. At Italy's famous Illy Cafe, a specialty is cappuccino, a classic blend of espresso and steamed milk named after the brown robes of Capuchin monks. Owner Ernesto Illy knows how far coffee has come from its ancient methods of preparation. And he credits the impatience of Italians for the discovery of espresso.
The Napolitan people are impatient. And one guy had a friend in Milano and said, listen, can you make it a little faster? I have to wait 6-8 minutes to have my cup of coffee. Put some pressure on top. And the guy put some pressure. And this was the beginning of the espresso.